since September 11th, states have been trying to find ways to make driver's licenses more secure. Some of the hijackers had licenses from Florida or other states. Lawmakers in most states would like to toughen driver's license requirements. But in Georgia, there are two bills before the legislature that would make it easier for illegal immigrants to get a license. From Georgia Public Radio in Atlanta, Susanna Capilluto reports.
Every day in Georgia, tens of thousands of people who live here illegally also drive illegally. At least that's what Latino advocates are saying, and that's what a man who calls himself Jose Velasquez has been doing for the past 2 years.
I have to drive to work. Otherwise, how do I feed myself? And my car is the way I get around.
Velasquez is from a small town in Mexico. He works various construction jobs in suburban Atlanta to support his family back home. Recently, Velasquez was fined $900 for driving without a license. He says despite the arrest, he will continue to drive.
Well, I just go ahead. I am very careful that I drive well, because if they catch me again, they will lock me up.
Latino advocates say Velasquez is typical of thousands of undocumented immigrants who must get to their jobs in Georgia's poultry plants, carpet mills, and on farms and construction sites. Here, only U.S. citizens and those with a legal permit to be in the U.S. can get a Georgia driver's license. Theodore Maus is the president of the Mexican-American Chamber of Commerce in Atlanta. He says illegal immigrants need to be licensed as well.
It's a situation that has created a problem of non-registration of about 35 to 40,000 people that are driving without driver's license, without insurance, without control, without any way of finding out in case of an accident, in case of an emergency, who they are, where they live.
Maus says people like Velasquez should be able to get a driver's license in Georgia if they can show proof that they live here. That proof, advocates say, could be a lease agreement or a phone bill, for example. According to the Insurance Research Council, 13% of motorists in Georgia are uninsured, and Latino advocates believe many of them are undocumented immigrants. With the license, they say, they could get automobile insurance. But the idea is facing stiff opposition. The Southeastern Legal Foundation is a conservative public interest law firm. Its director, Phil Kent, says a driver's license gives illegal immigrants an identity and can easily be misused.
It is the ID. We don't have a national ID, but that's the closest thing to it. You can do everything from conduct legal transactions to voting to entering a flight school.
Kent points to the fact that the September 11th hijackers had used driver's licenses from Florida and other states to open bank accounts, rent apartments, and blend into American society. Since then, many states have tightened the residency requirements necessary to get a license. For example, in Florida now, the driver's licenses of foreigners expire along with their visas. And in North Carolina, applicants now have to produce either a Social Security number or a tax ID number to get a license. The American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators has issued recommendations recently on how to make driver's licenses more secure. Linda Lewis is the organization's president.
We should have one definition of residency. The definition shouldn't vary from state to state to state. What it takes as far as documentation to prove residency, that's one. The other one is that we need to have at least minimum security features in place that can be used. Some states use them, some states don't. So we're trying to get better uniformity, if you will, as far as the security features of the driver's license.
In Georgia, driver's licenses are considered very secure. The holder's fingerprint is on it. Theodore Maus with the Mexican-American Chamber of Commerce says that is yet another reason to give licenses to undocumented immigrants.
For security reasons, for national security, it's even more important to have this 35, 40,000 people registered with their fingerprints instead of having underground subterranean a group of people that are, if there's an accident, if something happens, nobody knows how to find them or who they are.
Obtaining licenses for undocumented immigrants is the top legislative priority for Latinos in Georgia. But several factors may make its passage difficult. Some Georgia politicians, like Governor Roy Barnes, had voiced support for the idea, but have since backed off because of election year politics. And recently, state authorities filed bribery charges against some driver's license examiners in suburban Atlanta. They allegedly sold licenses to undocumented immigrants. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capoluto in Atlanta.